We got to get out more. My good friend Kevin was over for the last couple of days. And part of getting out, away from constant life on the screen and online, was simply getting out into the real world that I'm looking at right now, the world that God made. Kevin was noticing when he would sit on the deck in our yard that there's a bird, a mockingbird, that would patrol and make its way to the same set of perches. It would sit on the roof next door and then on the top of a tree I'm looking at right there. And then it would go over to the top of a tree right over there, keep looking around. And then it would go over to our other neighbor's house. And it kept doing that little patrol. And he was talking to me about that, just reflecting on what a cool thing it was. And then the mockingbird sat up there. But instead of going over there, he went farther away. And Kevin, who's a student of the Bible, looked and said, he's enlarging his territory. Well, he's taking in more. So we named that little bird Jabez. And I want to say a word about Jabez. And I want to say a word about the prayer of Jabez and invite you to pray it. It's a prayer that can often be misunderstood, but there can be a beauty of it as it occurred in the Old Testament book where it was, and as it points to something God is doing in this world. And it has something to say about the fruit of the Spirit of becoming a gentle person that Paul writes about to the church in Galatia. So, the bird named Jabez. This is from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. I don't have any more details about this fact than that. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Now, my wife would say at this point, duh, clearly a man wrote the book of 1 Chronicles, because every child is born in pain. And I'm sure she's right. We'll come back to that in a minute. "I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel." Now, this is a way of talking about prayer in the Old Testament. So this is an invitation. This is watching a human being who prays. We live by prayer. God cried out to the God. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Now, what's actually going on here in this little passage? Well, names, as you might know, in the ancient world were a real significant thing. And in this case, the name Jabez is actually a kind of play on the word pain. It's one commentator on this says it's like his mom, instead of pronouncing it Jazeb, pronounce it Jabez. And so it's referring, first of all, to the fact that the curse is still in effect. This brings us back to Genesis, the third chapter, as you might know, where human sin brought the curse. And part of what God says to the woman is, from now on, in pain you will give birth to children. So she's remembering that. But by shifting the letters in his name, there's also a kind of an expression of hope that maybe one day pain, maybe one day the curse, maybe one day the brokenness of the human race might be changed. And as you might remember, if you're a Bible kind of person back in Genesis 3, that little hint, that little hope is kind of tucked away there, because when God's pronouncing the curse on the serpent, part of what God says is, "I will place enmity between you and this woman and her offspring and your offspring, and you will strike at his heel, but he will crush your head." One day, the curse and the author of the curse and the pain of the curse is going to meet its match in the offspring of a child of Eve. So that's part of what's going on in this passage, is a hope that the pain, the curse, might yet be defeated. And she gives her son a name that will remind him of that. Many, many years ago, this is common in certain cultures. I was in Ethiopia, and I met a man, I think his name was Negusi, and he said in Amharic, he was the last of something like 15 children, and his name actually meant security. And for his parents, it was their way of reminding him, "You're the last kid, and there's not much of a safety net in our society, so you're it. You are our security." It would be like in our day, naming a child little 401k or little IRA. Lamech, who's a real bad guy in the book of Genesis, names his son Noah, which is a name that sounds like the word for comfort, and does a similar thing, so that in the face of the curse which has befallen the ground and had also fallen on Lamech, because he's the guy that invented polygamy in the Bible and he was a murderer, maybe Noah will bring us comfort in our old age. So this is part of what's going on in the story of Jabez, that maybe there will be a relief from the curse. And then Jabez prays and asks God, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Now, this is what the bird Jabez is doing, is flying around enlarging its territory. Sometimes this gets misunderstood or thought to mean, give me a bigger real estate portfolio, and blessing just becomes, well, actually quite a selfish thing. I want to have this job. I want to have more money. It's not bad to talk to God about that. And God knows I have those kind of desires. They can get out of whack. Part of what I need and want to talk to God about. But that's not what's going on here. This would be read by Israel that's dealing with the fact that God had promised them this promised land. So it's not Jabez's land, it's God's land. And he's calling his people, as you might know, is allotted amongst different tribes. And Jabez, by the way, is a part of the line of Judah and the promised king for Israel, who is going to deliver from the curse. The Messiah is going to come from the line of Judah. All this is tucked in here. So he's really saying, God, would you help me as we have this commission from you to occupy this land, to make it into a place flowing with milk and honey, a place of shalom. And of course, the original idea when God wanted to begin a community with Abraham was not just for Abraham's sake, not to bless Abraham, just so that Abraham would be blessed, but so that he would become a blessing, so that all the peoples of the earth will be blessed, so that it would spread and spread and spread, so that his territory would be enlarged, not for his ego, not for his gratification, but for love of the world that God cares about so much. And so that's part of what Jabez is praying. That's the context for the prayer. This is not just an individual saying, God, make me rich. One commentator writes also that when Jabez prays, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, that the best translation is actually, so that I do not cause pain. That pain that has been inflicted from one generation to another that began the curse way back in Genesis 3. Might my name, Jabez, a little shift? Could there be a change? Could the curse begin to be defeated? At church a couple weeks ago, even though this is summertime, we sang a song that normally we associate with Christmas, Joy to the World. But it was actually not written about the Lord has come. When it talks about the Lord has come, it's not referring to Jesus coming as a little baby in Bethlehem. It is referring to the day when he will come back and rule the world, and pain and the curse will be overcome. And one of the verses in it goes, no more let sin or sorrow reign, or thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. Now, we live in a day when the curse infects the ground and lots of other places, including screens. In Jonathan Haidt's book, he talks about how often bullying takes place, kind of the opposite of the gentleness that Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit. And for boys, it can take the form of very often direct aggression. I writes about how very often in boy culture, using words or even physical strength, they're forced to dominate or subdue others as a way towards status. Among girls, often it's through relationship. So then to threaten relationship, to gossip, to undermine, to tell secrets, to exclude. So cyberbullying has become an enormous problem. Now, the opposite of cyberbullying is to have a gentle spirit to say, God, would you enlarge my territory so that I could love others? Not enlarge my capacity to own, not enlarge my capacity to spend, not alone enlarge my capacity to dominate, enlarge my capacity to love. And particularly today, I think of a few young people, little people in my own life. Think about a young person that you know. all the challenges that they face right now, including a bullying of kinds that I can only imagine. And then make this the prayer: God, would you enlarge my capacity to love? Would you bless me so that I might be a blessing to other people? Could I be a part of this great movement, God, with Jabez and so many, many others that began when you talked to Abraham so many, 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 many centuries ago? No more let sin and sorrow reign or thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. You can be part of making his blessings flow as they come to you. See, the real blessing is to live in the kingdom of God. And I get to do that today so I can have gratitude and I can have strength and I can encourage and I can speak truth to somebody and I can write somebody an email. I can come alongside of somebody. I can listen. I can see somebody whose shoulders are sagging. I can put an arm around them. You can do that too. We got to get out more.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John. You can also visit our website, becomenew.com, to access all of our videos there or subscribe for the emails that go with each video. But my personal favorite way to stay in the loop with Become New is by text. We will send you a text message every morning that we release a new video with the title of that video and just the link to the video. So if you want that, you can text the word BECOME to the number 855-888-0444 and we'll get those messages to you. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us who meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour to pray for viewers just like yourself. So you can text or email us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll see you next time.